Okay, so this is a real escape room, Trooper?
A what?
Escape room. It was closed down last year at this time. Left everything.
What's an escape room?
It's a mystery game. They put you in a room and the fun is trying to get out. They're very popular.
For people who don't understand how doors work?
No, the door is locked and you can only unlock it by solving the mystery using riddles, clues, and puzzles.
Sounds like the DMV.
Guys, I've got a confession to make. I am obsessed with escape rooms. I've done about 100. We should play. We could pretend we're stuck here.
How is that pretending? We are stuck here.
Well, pretending makes reality so much easier.
You should be in politics.
I'm actually a social media influencer. I'm sure you've heard of me. Influencer, I have 50,000 followers.
What's a follower?
Followers? They're people who watch what I do and try to be like me. I put up videos every day for them.
Yikes, and you found 50,000 of them?
Friends! I've now spent 10 hours marooned in a frozen wilderness on the verge of starvation.
You weren't starving. Your fingers are still orange from Cheezos.
And there's no internet here.
So I'll download it later.
What's with the hat and the whip?
Jones, Iowa Jones. I'm a professor of archaeology and Egyptology at State U.
Like you dig up Egyptian mummies and find ancient treasure and things?
All over the world, like my great uncle from Indiana.
Aren't you... Wait. You're Tommy Snare, lead singer of that classic rock band, Iron Balloon.
Iron Balloon? Boy, that's a name from the past. You guys wrote my favorite song, Escalator to a Nice Place.
You're still alive?
Hey, we're not that old.
Tommy, the last mummy I saw was holding one of your albums.
I still rock. I was on my way to a Christmas concert at the ski resort.
Just you?
Yeah, our guitar player had his arthritis flare up, and our bass player broke his hip.
Hey, Penny Kenworth.
My friends call me Flatbed.
You've been driving semi-trucks for years. You're smart enough to have stayed off the roads on a night like this.
Probably should have, but I'm carrying a load of donated toys over the hill for underprivileged kids in Vine Valley. I hated to disappoint them.
Listen. I need my sleeping bag from the tour bus. I'll be right back.
Listen, everyone. The most important thing you need to know is don't ever fully shut that door. You can't rescue yourself once the door shuts. The key is under the mat outside.
No other doors? What about that window?
All the other windows and doors in the building have been welded shut to keep people from vandalizing the place.
We can just knock down the door if we have to.
Good luck. That door is like a bank vault. Well, I gotta get back.
What's the rush?
The group we dropped off at the Waffle Hut, they decided to sleep on the floor. And now they're stuck to the linoleum in their sleeping bags. See you up.
I've got to get over the hill to Pine Valley.
What's your rush?
I work for the electric company. My name's Zoe A. Pratt. But my friends just call me Zap.
So? Power's out here, too, Zap.
Well, Pine Valley Hospital only has enough gas to run the emergency generators through Christmas Day.
Isn't there anything you can do to get us over the mountain into Pine Valley tomorrow? There's a lot riding on it.
Well, if... No, it won't work.
What won't work?
Well, we might have one short break in the snow. About 8 in the morning. The plows are going to try and get supplies into Pine Valley.
We gotta go with you!
It's risky. You could get stuck again. Even worse.
It's worth the try.
Okay, we leave in the junction at 8 a.m. I can't invite you, but I guess I can't keep you from trying. Listen, though. If you're not there at 8, we're not waiting.
10-4.
Well, the trooper's gone. We're on our own.
What?
No! What? Why are you looking at me that way?
Ah! We're trapped! So, anybody want to try an escape room mystery now?
It ain't playing now. It's a real escape. We have to be putting the hammer down by 8 a.m. Or the kids won't get presents.
And I don't want to think what might happen if the power stays out in Pine Valley.
I don't think any of us have ever wanted to solve an escape room more than we do right now.
You're just saying that to make me feel better.
No, we aren't.